Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Julie Kutasoff, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick SMID Cap Core Strategy. Welcome, Julie.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were broadly positive again in the first quarter, even though many issues such as clarity on future Fed movements, geopolitical risk, and an upcoming presidential election, even though heavily debated, still remain. Amidst the talk about the potential broadening out of returns within the market, the first quarter reverted right back to concentrated returns in the S&P leading, with mid-caps a solid second and a few smaller AI-related growth companies driving returns for the broader small-cap index. Can you provide our listeners with your perspective on markets for the start of 2024?
Sure. U.S. stocks had a solid first quarter, with the S&P 500 index up over 10%, driven by a highly concentrated group of companies, as you mentioned. Larger cap names outperformed smaller caps, and growth companies, many of these AI-driven, as you noted, outperformed value counterparts. It was primarily an expectation of upcoming reductions in interest rates that drove equities performance during the quarter. Recall that the rally initially began in early November, driven by an improved inflation outlook, and continued following the Fed's December meeting, when investors interpreted Chairman Powell's comments to mean that the Federal Reserve was ready to stop rate hikes and even cut, a pivot from higher for longer expectations previously. Inflation in the U.S. did, in fact, come down meaningfully as supply chains had normalized, and as labor markets had cooled. And consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy, held up well as easing inflation and strong wage growth boosted purchasing power. While improved, inflation remains elevated, however, and as recent CPI data suggests, may be more stubborn than anticipated. In addition, oil prices rose during the quarter, adding to inflationary pressures. As such, central bankers may potentially reduce the number of rate cuts or push them further into the future. The first quarter's performance of the Russell 2500 index, the strategy's benchmark, was driven by companies with weaker balance sheets and high volatility, an unfavorable environment for us as investors in high-quality companies. Despite these headwinds, the strategy outperformed the benchmark during the quarter, primarily as we benefited from our underweight exposure to the underperforming banking and real estate segments, as well as an overweight position in the outperforming industrial sector. We have a structurally low position in the banking and real estate segments due to their inherent capital intensity.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the first quarter?
SAIA, ticker SAIA, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were Interactive Brokers Group, ticker IBKR, WR Berkeley Corporation, ticker WRB, LPL Financial, ticker LPLA, and Charles River Laboratories, ticker CRL. SAIA is one of the largest transportation companies providing less than truckload or LTL services across North America. Shares performed strongly, following the company's reports of better-than-expected operating results and positive outlook for shipment volumes and profitability improvement. LTL freight is comprised of multiple customers' shipments per haul and therefore requires a network of service centers, creating a significant scale advantage for larger players. And as supply chains become increasingly critical, shipping customers are acutely focused on reliable LTL providers. We believe that as SAIA continues to provide high-quality service, the company should be able to raise prices, which would allow it to further expand its service center network and enhance the quality of service provided. ANSYS, ticker ANSS, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors were Aspen Technology, ticker AZPN, Exponent, ticker EXPO, Teledyne Technologies, ticker TDY, and Dolby Laboratories, ticker DLB. Ansys is a leading provider of engineering simulation software used in a wide range of industries, including aerospace and defense, automotive, energy, healthcare, electronics, and consumer goods. Ansys is a leading provider of engineering simulation software used in a wide range of industries, including aerospace and defense, automotive, energy, healthcare, electronics, and consumer goods. Ansys' broad and deep product portfolio, coupled with a vast installed user base, are hard to replicate. We believe it would also take time and effort for engineers to master new simulation tools, as evidenced by the company's solid customer renewal rate. In mid-January, Ansys agreed to be acquired for $35 billion in cash and stock, so shares remained range-bound, trading near the offer price, despite the company's reports of better-than-expected operating results.
Julie, we know that longer-term earnings drive performance. Can you speak about this particular strategy and what you're seeing in terms of the current earnings growth as well as longer-term expectations?
We run a focused portfolio of high conviction, high quality names. We're looking for solid business models and strong under-leveraged balance sheets, which are the result of the self-funding ability of these companies, certainly important in a high interest rate environment like the one we're facing today. Consistency is also very important to us, particularly as it relates to companies' performance during challenging periods such as the Great Recession or the pandemic. We spend a lot of time trying to understand what drives this company's earnings resilience and what makes the strong financial results sustainable into the future. The strategy's investment objective remains unchanged. Over an economic cycle, we strive to achieve returns that are meaningfully above those of the Russell 2500 benchmark, but with low overall risk. And we believe the portfolio is well positioned to achieve this goal. Holdings in the strategy have had return equity averaging over 24% over the past 5 years, nearly twice that of the Russell 2500 index. Importantly, unlike the benchmark, these companies achieved these ROEs with under-leveraged balance sheets. Over the past 10 years, the consistency of our company's earnings not only outpaced the Russell 2500 index, but also the S&P 500. Even more importantly, capital generation, the source of future growth, also significantly exceeds that of the benchmark. As the widely anticipated downturn failed to materialize, recession fears have given way to a soft landing outlook. History tells us, however, that it does take time for interest rate increases to ripple through the economy. In the past 11 Fed rate hiking cycles, recessions typically started about 2 years after the central bank began raising rates. This cycle started in March 2022. While we've been impressed and quite frankly surprised by the resilience of the U.S. economy, an economic slowdown remains a key risk in our view, particularly considering continuing inflationary pressures and growing tensions on the geopolitical front. As I mentioned, inflation may prove to be more stubborn than expected, and there are concerns that it could surge again, mirroring the second wave that characterized the high inflation of the 1970s. While the environment remains uncertain, we believe that our focus on high-quality companies, differentiated businesses, self-funding entities producing solid returns on capital from strong balance sheets is particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Cane Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.